Cat for 6699. Hello.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Dad. What do you want now?
I'm wondering whether to go into politics or not.
What? You?
Yeah, I'm going to start an erection campaign.
Election, Dad. You just think it's all about sex, don't you?
Is it?
No! For a start, you've got to be intelligent, which you ain't. So that makes you a non-starter in politics. Or anything, for that matter.
Well, I do make a good jam roly-poly.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, that James Cleverly, he went to catering college and he's the Home Secretary.
Home Secretary, Dad. Anyway, he's intelligent. It doesn't matter what his cherry Bakewells taste like. That's got nothing to do with politics, has it? You've got to be able to answer questions intelligently, like they do on GB News. You just say, oh, I don't know, even if they asked what your name was.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. So what would you say if they asked you about your housing policy?
My housing policy?
Yeah. If you're Home Secretary, what would your housing policy be?
Well, I'd have four windows.
Oh,
I'd have a chimney and...
Oh, he's listening it.
And I'd have a front door.
Oh, you don't get it, do you? Now, me... I'd be a good politician because I understand how it all works. I'd say, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I've set aside a budget of £2.5 billion to build new houses in Catford. And I'll also be levelling up the country with a £1.5 billion budget for Deptford.
I didn't know that a budgie cost £1.5 billion.
Budgie, not budgie. You've got no idea, have you? What about if you was Foreign Secretary, Dad? What would your foreign policy be on war and stuff?
Well, I'd give them tapas.
What?
Well, the foreign countries like to eat at, and well, it might make them stop fighting.
You'd have to say we must give arms to this or that country because we're on their side.
Well, whose arms would you have to give, Mum?
Armaments. How did you get to be so thick? Anyway, who's going to let you into their party in the first place?
Well, I mean, I suppose if I bring a 24-pack of Monster...
Oh, give me strength. Political party, like the Conservative Party, the Labour Party, the Green Party.
Do I have to have a conservatory to be in the Conservatives' party?
No! Well, not these days. But the first person who started the party was probably sat in his conservatory when he invented it, to be fair. So, that's how he named it.
So... Was the Labour Party started by someone who was in Labour?
Oh, I doubt it, Dad. Women weren't allowed in politics back in them days. It was probably some bloke who was digging a hole, labouring, who named it after himself.
What about the Green Party? Was that started by someone green?
Yeah, Dad, a Martian.
Well,
I'll give up. I'll just give up.
I could start my own party.
Well, who's going to vote for you?
Uncle Terry.
Oh, yeah, I can see you now on your campaign trail, standing on top of Uncle Terry's van with your loud hailer, talking about your cats and giving out free porn.
Well, it sounds like my kind of job, Mum. Yeah, I'm off to write my manifesto, Mum.
Oh, yeah, you do that, Dad. Bye.
Bye, Mum.
Catford 6699 was written and performed by Annie Aldington and Charles Armstrong. It was produced by Joseph Degnan.